against the wall, shake them, and then expect them to run without an extra decibel in our anechoic sound chamber. Without fail. Drop, slam, shake, silence. Drop, slam, shake, silence. And there's no end in sight. We test, so it runs.
Unstoppable deals from your Unstoppable Train Comfort Specialist dealer. Contact Pittman Heating and Air Conditioning and bring home a system that's tested to run through anything. Now through November 15th, get special financing for 60 months and rebates up to $500 on a qualifying new train system. Visit PittmanAC.com for complete program eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions. Contact Pittman Heating and Air Conditioning today. Subject to credit approval. License number M1646.
It's hard to stop a train.
Diamonds and Gold Direct in Anderson has been named Anderson's best jewelry store 5 years in a row. From a vast selection of engagement rings to their designer collection, Diamonds and Gold Direct has earned their place as Anderson's best. See their specials of the month featuring diamonds, emeralds, and cultured pearls. Diamonds and Gold Direct, Anderson's best jewelry store, Main Street, across from the mall.
South Carolina and all the ships at sea. We are live today from back to 30 to Maple Tree Court off of Pelham Road. Easy to get to exit 54 off 85. And here comes our girl Heath to take your money. We have Tigers for Tatas bracelets. We have Tigers for Tatas t-shirts. We encourage you to come out and contribute today. I understand that a gentleman walked in here earlier today and bought $1,000 worth of mammograms off of the Dabo connection. That's incredible, and we really appreciate that. And what I want to know this afternoon is there somebody out there who can actually top that? Is there somebody out there today who can actually come in here and top that? I'll give you whatever you want: t-shirts, bands, Heath. Now I'll give you whatever you want within reason. You can come on out and see us today. And again, it's an incredible cause. Every dollar stays local. It's for mobile mammography units. It's prevention. It's the hope to find a cure. Listen, cancer either has touched you already or will. That's the way it is. There's no way to avoid it. Everyone who's within the sound of my voice will be touched by cancer at some point. I already have been. My family already has been, and it's coming. The question is, will you find it early enough? Will you survive it? That's what this is all about. And that's why every dollar matters. If the most you can do is $5 for one bracelet, that's great. If everybody did $5 for one bracelet, we would be done. We'd be all set if everyone did that. But whatever you can do, the mammogram tests and the mobile mammography units for an uninsured individual cost $75. So what we're trying to do is get people to come in and buy those tests. So if you can buy one for someone, whether you can buy 5, 10, 20, whatever you can do, would be absolutely appreciated. And we're all in this together. This crosses the team barrier lines, the color lines, everything. We're all in this together. It will impact all of us. And breast cancer will impact all of us. If you're a male, you came from someone, right? You had a mother, you have a sister, you have a daughter. It impacts us all. So don't think you're above it or beyond it, because you're not. You're not. And eventually you'll find that out. And the question is, you know, will you be ready? Well, this helps all of us be ready. So it's an incredible cause, Dabo and Kathleen Sweeney's All In Foundation. And again, I have T-shirts to the end of time. I have bracelets to the end of time. Just come on out and see us here this afternoon at Back to 30. Back to 30 is an incredible place, by the way. I'm going to be telling you all about it during the day. And I was on the website last night, Ramona. It is unbelievable how many different services they have. I mean, just absolutely incredible for both men and women. Back to 30 is a pretty amazing place. So we encourage you to come on out this afternoon. I'm here from 3 to 7, and continue buying the T-shirts, continue buying the bracelets, continue offering up whatever you can. Whatever you can afford is what we're looking for. But I know that there are people who are hearing my voice today that can probably pay $500 or $1,000 or buy 10 mammograms or 20 mammograms. And I'm looking for somebody this afternoon to top that $1,000 mark. Somebody, I mean, just out here on Pelham Road, there are multiple people within the sound of my voice who can afford to do it. The question is, will you? We're here for you. So come on out and see us. We have a million things to get to. Major League Baseball playoffs resume tonight. Yesterday, Houston and the Yankees were rained out. They will get back at it this evening, assuming weather allows. And Houston will throw Greinke tonight, so we'll see how he does. I mean, if Greinke wins game 3, obviously it's good night, Irene. It's over. So obviously the pressure on the Yankees tonight. Houston has almost a freebie here, a free shot at taking them down and total control of the series. I think you're going to wind up still with Houston and Washington. My expectation was Houston would beat St. Louis. I didn't think they'd dispatch with them as easily as they did. But I thought that the Houston-Yankee series would be a tough series. I felt that, you know, it would go 6 or 7 games. But I still feel the Astros based on their starting pitching and based on their team defense. And I still think that's a factor. We also have an NFL game tonight. We have Kansas City and Denver. You know, I was talking to Kwok about this earlier, Ramona, because on my way in here, I heard Kwok pick Denver. And if you follow me on Twitter, you probably saw my thoughts on Kansas City the other day. I said they look like a 9-7 team to me. They're just not very good. I mean, they have injuries, but they have bigger problems than injuries right now. Their chief problem right now is they can't stop the run. Mahomes is banged up. Sammy Watkins isn't going to play, but they can't stop the run. And that's a huge issue. The last 4 games, they've allowed like 800 yards rushing. They've allowed over 180 yards rushing 4 consecutive games. They've allowed a 100-yard rusher each game going back to through that time frame as well. And 5 games ago, you had a 99-yard rusher on 12 carries. They're not stopping anything on the ground. Meanwhile, Denver's one of the best rushing teams in the National Football League. Denver's sort of doing it old style with 2 talented running backs, and they're running the football, and they're playing defense. And, you know, the last 2 times Kansas City went to Denver, they were very close games. Kansas City won 27-24 and then won on a last-minute touchdown by 2 or 3 last year. So they have not exactly gone to Denver and blown them out. They've gone to Denver and played really close games with the Broncos. Well, I happen to think this may be Denver's best team in that time period and maybe Kansas City's worst team. So Denver's a 3-point underdog. You can give me those 3 as an NFL road rage guarantee. I'll take the 3. We'll give you an early pick right now. There's another road rage guarantee that I posted on Twitter a couple days ago, I guess Monday night after all lines were established. And you can find that as well. That was Florida Atlantic over Marshall. I believe it was 5.5 when I gave it out. So people were asking me that on Twitter yesterday, or on the text line yesterday. And again, you can get in on the phone lines, Twitter, text line, whatever. But when I look at the Denver-Kansas City game, I mean, it just screams Denver win to me. I think Denver's going to win the game. I'm going to take the 3 points because I think they win. I mean, as I said, the last two times these teams have played in Denver, the games have gone right down to the final minute, and I think Kansas City was better than they are right now. This Kansas City team that I've been watching the last few weeks, I don't even know if they make the playoffs. And I know that sounds impossible because they're still one of the prohibitive favorites to win the Super Bowl, but they have a lot of things to fix right now. They have a lot of things to fix right now. And if you can't stop the run, you know, the last game they played, they lost the time of possession battle, I think 38 to 22. You just can't get killed in time of possession every game. You know, because what's happening is these teams are keeping Mahomes off the field. Mahomes is incredible when he's on the field. He's far less incredible when he's on the bench. And I think that's one of the problems they're facing right now. Again, they've allowed 800 yards rushing in the last four games. You can't win that way. I mean, what year is this? But that's what Kansas City is allowing. And again, Denver is one of the better rushing teams in the National Football League. Now, is Kansas City going to make some adjustment to what Denver does and try and take away their strength? I would think so, but overcommitting is going to allow Flacco to make some plays, and Sanders is going to be back. How healthy he is, I think, remains to be seen. But I think there are a lot of reasons to think that Denver will win this football game on the field tonight. So I'm going with that. I think it's going to be a really tough environment. It's a short week for Kansas City. I think almost every factor points to Denver tonight. Almost every factor. Short week for Kansas City. Kansas City banged up. Kansas City can't stop the run. Kansas City playing a Denver team that really runs the ball well and plays defense. I mean, it's not going to be a pretty game, but I think Denver is going to win this game. I don't know, 24-17, something like that. I don't think Kansas City can score right now, in part because they can't stop anybody else. And that's a big issue. You want to get in, 654-7627, 654-7627. We are live at Back to 30. We'll be here all afternoon into the early evening, 3 to 7. Come on out and see us. Come get your Tigers for Tatas t-shirts. Come get your Tigers for Tatas bands. I'm looking for a big spender, someone with a big heart today. We apparently had a $1,000 donation earlier today through the text line. If you want to come out here and make a similar donation, we would more than encourage it, and we would be eternally grateful. So I'm looking for somebody this afternoon within earshot of my voice to come out and top that mark. But I'm taking whatever you have. $5, if you can only donate $5 for a wristband, if everybody did that, we'd be done. Yeah, we'd be more than happy to have that donation. But we're also looking for $75 incremental donations. That is the cost for an uninsured individual to have a mammogram done in the mobile mammography unit. So we are looking for that. We are hoping for that. Again, if you can do more than one, that would be incredible. That's what we're hoping for. We are live at Back to 30, and we encourage you to come on out and participate. As I said, every dollar stays local, every dollar directly to the cause. This is what it's all about. And Debo and Kathleen Sweeney's All In Foundation is incredible, and all the money stays local right here in the upstate. So that's what we're looking for. That's what we're hoping for. And whatever you can do this afternoon. Also, we have free Papa John's pizza, so we'll feed you. Come on out. We just had more pizza delivered. And we have, I don't know what is in that bowl over there. What is, are those margaritas?
Yeah.
Are they really margaritas? Oh, Dee just found out they're margaritas. Dee would have been four down already, I think. She just found out. By the way, it's not taking Deborah long to get to it either. Just saying. She's verifying. Hey, Ramona, we need a tester now. Deborah's doing the testing. What have you determined? It's they're margaritas. They're margaritas. Deborah just verified. So I have margaritas and I have some little, I don't know what they are, cupcakes. What are they? So we have all these things to that you can enjoy today. And then when you're done, you can make an appointment here to take the weight off. So that's how it works. So come on, see us. Come on, see us. That's right. That's right. So if you earn a double chin out here today, they will help remove your double chin. It's a perfect balance of symmetry to the world. So come on out and see us. This afternoon, we are at Back to 30. We're going to take a quick break. Get in on the phone lines. Now's the time. You Kansas City people, you know, we have Kansas City Chiefs fans, Ramona, but I have an APB on them because I can't find any of them. I don't think they want to talk about their little team because their team's not very good right now. And all these aspirations they had, they can forget it. They're not winning any Super Bowl. They're not winning anything. They're not winning anything. I mean, they'll be lucky to make the playoffs. But they're not winning anything this year. There's not going to be any Super Bowl. There's not going to be any AFC Championship. There's not going to be any of that stuff. They're just not good enough. They're not good enough. I mean, I'm worried about them in their own division. I'm worried about the way they're playing. Like I said, 9-win football team. That's what they are. Maybe worse. Maybe worse. I was looking at some of these games upcoming. If they lose this game tonight, which I think they're going to, I think they're in big trouble. You know, they need to get healthy, but they need to be able to somehow find a way to stop the opponent run game. That defense right now is a train wreck. Walter Tula Road Rage, quick break. We'll be back live from Back to 30.
Join Tri-County Young Life for its 16th annual Sporting Clay Shoot at Garrison Farm in Pendleton on Saturday, October 19th. This will be an all-day event with registration starting at 9 a.m. and a shotgun start at 9:30. Lunch will be provided, and there'll be a silent auction with lots of great items available. Participants must be 16 years old or over. For more information or to pre-register for this event, go to ylsportingclays.org. That's ylsportingclays.org.
Hey, y'all. Former Clemson football player Hunter Renfrow here. When I'm not on the field, I choose Onward Reserve to outfit my lifestyle. Whether it's dinner with my wife, a round of golf with my friends, a day on the water fishing, or game day in Clemson, I count on Onward Reserve to look my best. Swing by their new store in Clemson for game day apparel, accessories, and more at 383 College Avenue, downtown Clemson, and online at onwardreserve.com.
Don't forget, the Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is a perfect location for wedding rehearsals, large groups, office parties, graduation parties, family reunions, and birthday celebrations. The Blue Heron can also take care of your catering needs. Locally owned and operated, the Blue Heron is proud to serve Tiger fans the finest steaks and freshest seafood around. 405 College Avenue in Clemson. Call 864-653-3354 for reservations. Visit blueheronfood.com for menu and more information.
Zero Res is the answer to cleaning at its finest with no harsh chemicals, no residue, safe from toxins, and your carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout will stay cleaner longer. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. ZeroResGreenville.com. There's no one like you, and this fall, Pandora Jewelry lets you show that to the world with over 150 rings to choose from, crafted from sterling silver, Pandora rose, or 14-karat gold. Now Turner's carries the Pandora University charms so you can show your team spirit. And Turner's has the new Groove brand silicone tiger paw bands and has the only selection of Levion in the tri-state area. It's all happening at Turner's Jewelers in the Applewood Center Place in Seneca or online at turnersjewelers.com.
At Big O Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, we're all about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And part of that means showing support for our military. That's why we offer a $500 military discount to active or retired service members. It's our way of saying thank you for all you do. Whether you're looking for a car, SUV, minivan, or truck, we've got a huge inventory of quality new and pre-owned models for you to choose from. Visit us online at BigOdodge.com or come see us in Greenville under that big American flag on the motor mile. Military discounts on select models only.
R&R Golf Carts and Power Sports, located in Seneca and Anderson, is a factory-authorized dealer for EZ-GO and Cushman vehicles. They can fully customize your EZ-GO cart as well. With 0% financing, now it's easier than ever to own your own EZ-GO or Cushman vehicle. There's plenty of convenient game day rental packages and free demos available, too. Don't miss out this season. Stop by R&R Golf Carts and Power Sports on 123 in Seneca and Clemson Boulevard in Anderson. Online at rrgolfcarts.com.
You know Joe's New York Pizza is all about the sauce because I've told you so. Here's the thing, people. They have outrageous wings as well. They're not fried. And if you're up to the task, you can even get them with Cajun Asian sauce. Their meatballs and marinara come with their famous garlic knots. And remember, if you have certain food allergies, Joe's offers gluten-free. Joe's has delivery, and they're great for fundraisers. And the Clemson location caters with two locations in Seneca and Clemson. Joe's New York Pizza.
Here's Tom Hill from Katazoom Wraps.
A wrap can be anything from graphics on a vehicle to graphics on a wall to graphics on a floor. A vehicle wrap is like a mobile billboard, and it works for you 24/7. It can be anything from just getting your name and your logo on your vehicle to a complete full wrap. What separates us, I would say, is that we're a full service in-house. We do everything from design to printing to installation. We're going to handle it soup to nuts. The number one thing is customer satisfaction. We want to put out a quality product. We want people to be happy. We want people to turn around and tell somebody else, hey, these guys, if you go with them, they're going to take care of you. If we wrap a vehicle and somebody in turn starts to generate revenue from it and book business, that's what we're all about, is to help other businesses grow their business.
Check them out online at katazoom.com. That's katazoom.com.
I now pronounce you husband and wife. You may kiss the bride.
Time to stow the bird seed.
Watch out for the seagulls.
Oh, my head.
Are you okay?
United Healthcare helps connect you to care whenever you need it, like video chatting with a doctor right from your phone.
So I don't need stitches?
Nope, just put some antibiotic cream on it.
Great, thank you, doctor.
United Healthcare. Health plan benefits may vary.
No one knows sports like Walt knows sports. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
Not that that's an accomplishment, but still, it's impressive.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
John Hyatt. Let me tell you a little bit about Back to 30. I'm coming right to you, Joe, on the phone lines. So many Halloween extravaganza specials, like collagen readings, Know Your Truth, receive $50 off of the collagen bomb, day of event only, just for having your collagen read. That's today only, $449. Mm-mm-mm. Banish crow's feet with Botox. No, that's Botox. Sorry. Banish crow's feet with Botox. How about that? You purchase your choice of toxin. The Botox is just $10.95 a unit. Bye-bye bat wings and lumps and bumps. These are all specials, all right? Bloodthirsty for good skin. Get your vampire on, $100 off the PRP treatment. Leave the haunted look to the ghosts, $100 off all dermal filler syringes. Revive dead skin with microneedling. Want scary long lashes? Get Latisse. Purchase Latisse for $139 now, regularly $179. Make your cellulite rest in peace. Purchase one package of VelaShape. Get one package free. Get spellbinding brows. Purchase microblading. These are all specials right now. You want scary long lashes? Demummifying your skin? Try a V-peel. It's all here. It's all at Back to 30. I mean, you can get back to 30. Come on out and see us today. Let's get back to the phone lines and get to Joe and Ralph. Joe, how are you?
How's it going, Walt?
Good.
I was going to ask you about a little bit about the Coastal. Do you think Virginia can still pull it out? I know Perkins is banged up, but I mean, I don't really know what to expect going forward.
Well, you know what? I'll just say this. I wrote the other day that I have a pretty good idea who the second best team in the ACC is. Because I think it's a big conversation right now. Who is the second best team in the ACC? Well, I think I have a pretty good idea who it is. And I think the answer is, and this will surprise a lot of people, unless you've been following my spread picks the last 2 weeks and you knew that I picked this team to beat Duke after I picked Duke to go to Virginia Tech and win. But the team I'm talking about is Pittsburgh. I think the best team, the second best team in the ACC is Pittsburgh. And you know, again, if you've been following my picks, spread picks the last couple weeks, people may have figured this out. But when I look at Pittsburgh, I see a team that's pretty good at everything right now. They're not great running the football conventionally, but they're getting better in that area. But Kenny Pickett is having a really good year. He has great wide receivers. In fact, in my estimation, the second best core of receivers in the ACC after only Clemson. And the defense has athletes at every level. And they're one of the best sack teams in the nation. There's a reason. Look, if they played Central Florida 10 times on a neutral field, they're losing maybe 9 to 10. But there's a reason they found a way to beat Central Florida. There's a reason they played Pittsburgh so tough. And people ignored that when they went to Duke. Now, they fell asleep late in that game after they got a big lead. And the ACC is so close that, you know, on any given day, something can change. But I think the team to watch out for right now, once again, is Pittsburgh. They won the division last year. They've had a total remake under Whipple in the offense this year. You know, they were a power running team last year that had two 230-pound backs. That's not who they are now. They're a throwing team with Kenny Pickett and all those receivers. But those receivers are really gifted. They're talented, and I think it's a dangerous team.
Do you think as far as, like, the game this weekend in Blacksburg, do you think North Carolina is going to blow out Virginia Tech?
I'm sorry. You know, it's a live show, Joe. I'm sorry. I just missed something that happened. I don't know. Maybe the joke was on me. All right, so what was that question?
Do you think Virginia Tech's going to get blown out this weekend by North Carolina?
I think that Virginia Tech is better with the quarterback change. So what that means, I actually need to see them more now. You know, they were a train wreck before the Miami game. And now they may have come to life a little bit, but it's too early to know. And by the way, if I was ranking the third best team in the ACC right now, I would say it's North Carolina. If I'm ranking the top three teams in the ACC right now, I think it's Clemson, Pittsburgh, North Carolina.
Yeah, and my last thing is this one. Don't you think South Carolina's game plan needs to be running the ball? Because, I mean, I don't think we're going to win this game, but I think we can run on that defense. I know we're not Auburn, but I saw some run lanes on that front, and the two defensive ends out in Florida. I think we got a shot. Yeah. Appreciate it.
Yeah, well, LSU hasn't run the ball all year. They've thrown the ball, and they've not really been able to establish the run, but they established the run against Florida. They averaged 9.1 yards a carry. They rushed for 230 yards or something in that game. So, South Carolina, when you've committed to running the ball, you've been able to do it. The offensive line has gotten better. You're pulling two offensive linemen. You're playing a power O style of game. And Rico Dowdle, listen, when Rico Dowdle's on the field, he's good. I mean, period. He's good. He can run. He's tough when he's on the field. You know, and if he stays on the field, I think there's an opportunity to do that. Let me get to Ralph. Ralph, how are you?
Hey there, Walt. Good talking Ralph. With you. Been a long time.
Same here.
Yeah, listen, I got a thought here, and I wanted to get your feedback on Muschamp. I'm not a fan. You know, it's been hard to watch this guy after Spurrier, especially with this inconsistent defense of his. You know, he's supposed to be this guru or whatever. But I had a thought. You know, he seems to do pretty well against the pro-style offenses like Georgia and Alabama run. But against the Kentucky and Missouri Clemson, you know, widespreads, things of that nature, Wildcats, he gets his butt handed to him every time. Do you think there's something to it that the game's maybe passing him by and he can only really come through when he's facing those old pro-style offenses?
Yeah, you know, it's an interesting point, Rob, but I don't think so. I think it's still a team in development. You know, I want to see what they look like over the next couple of years. I think their recruiting is getting better. Listen, if they find a way to beat Florida this weekend and can claim the hides of Georgia and Florida consecutively, they're going to be able to sell that from a recruiting standpoint for sure.
Yeah, but I'll vomit. I'll vomit. You know why? I'll vomit.
Why?
We'll have lost to North Carolina and beaten Florida and Georgia.
And I understand that, Ralph, but one thing's pretty obvious right now. North Carolina's a lot better than anybody thought. You know, that was a possibility after game one. I mean, they took Clemson down the final play. So I think North Carolina's a lot better than people thought. And look, you still have a team with a freshman quarterback. I mean, your quarterback situation has changed dramatically from where it was when you started the year. And he's, of course, banged up and injured. How injured, I don't know. I mean, you know, the company line from South Carolina is fine. I think anybody with a brain and eyes knows he's not fine. I don't know, you know, at what level he's at, what percentage he's at, but I know he's not fine, you know. So we'll see how it plays out. But, look, I think South Carolina has some positive mojo going. And look, here's the real truth. If I was a South Carolina fan right now, I'd be pretty happy because I see real signs of improvement in my program. I see signs of improved physicality. And perhaps more than anything else, I see a really gifted young quarterback to lead me the next 3 years.
Yeah, no, I agree with you there. I think we'd have beaten North Carolina if he'd have started the game. But
I agree with that. I agree with that. I think, look, here's one thing I know. I know he wouldn't have missed that wide open slant to Smith at the end of the game. I know he wouldn't have missed that throw.
Yep, I agree, Walt. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Ralph. I appreciate you getting in. You want to come out and see us back to 30, come on out and see us. We have free Papa John's pizza. We have all sorts of incredible back to 30 Halloween extravaganza specials. And we, of course, have the Tigers for Tatas campaign, the T-shirts, the bracelets. It's all here. And again, a mammogram in the mobile mammography units cost $75 each. We're looking for people to come out and buy those groups and buy those tests in $75 lots. And if you can buy one, great. If you can buy 10, great. If you can buy 30, great. Whatever you can do, we would greatly appreciate it. We have all sorts of sizes in the T-shirts. The lady shirts are cool as can be. They have the little V-neck, and the back end is a little longer than the front. It's all here today, so come on out. And meanwhile, we're going to feed you. We have margaritas for real. We have free Papa John's pizza. There are cupcakes over there. There's some other things over there. I don't even know what they are, but there's something here for everybody. There's a picture of something else over there. I don't know what that is, but there's all sorts of good things. And the people out here will tell you what it is if you have any questions when you get here. So come on out to Back to 30. And again, it's 2 Maple Tree Court. 2 Maple Tree Court off of Pelham Road. It's exit 54 of 85. Very easy to get to. Every dollar of the campaign stays right here in the upstate of South Carolina. This may one day save the life of one of your family members. We are all touched by cancer. There is no way to avoid it. It is coming. It is coming. The question is, will prevention, will testing allow you to escape it? That's what this is all about. That's what this is all about. We already have one mobile mammography unit. This is to purchase another to serve areas that don't generally get served. It's a great cause. It can't get any better. We encourage you to come out and participate in it. Again, we are at Back to 30, 2 Maple Tree Court, and that's off of Pelham Road. Very easy to get to off the interstate. Takes just like a minute off the interstate. Very easy to get to. So come on out and see us. and come and buy our t-shirts, come and buy our bracelets, come and donate. You know, you don't have to take the t-shirts, bracelets, or, you know, you can make your own call. You know, you want to donate $200 and you want two t-shirts and two bracelets, whatever. Come on out and participate in the cause, because again, as I said, it's an incredibly noble effort, incredibly noble cause. Let me tell you about Harry's. Look, humans have been shaving for almost 5,000 years. I mean, other than West Virginia. From flint tools to shark teeth to the first copper razor, we always knew a great shave came down to the simple, sharp, durable blades. The ancient Greeks didn't need flex balls or heated handles, and neither do you. That's why Harry's doesn't add any gimmickry. You get the greatest shave, the pure shave, the balanced ergonomic shave at the greatest price. The cartridges cost $2 a blade as compared to the $4 or more you're going to pay from those big companies. Stop getting ripped off. Join the 10 million who have made the switch to Harry's. Do the right thing. There's a reason those big companies keep trying to sue Harry's. It doesn't work, but they know they have no answer. So they keep adding more and more junk to their razors to try and scam you into buying it. Don't go for it. Go for Harry's. They cut out the middleman. They bought the German factory that makes the finest blades and grinds them into the sharpest steel. It's that simple. All you do today is take advantage of it. Harry's has an incredible offer for listeners of my show. New customers get $5 off a trial set from Harry's with code WALT at harrys.com. That means you get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and travel cover, all for just $3, plus free shipping when you use code WALT at harrys.com. Go to harrys.com today, use code WALT at checkout to claim your offer. And remember, ladies, we have lots of women who use Harry's as well. Remember, Ramona, when, well, I won't say that. Just come and go and do it today. Go do it. Go check it out. Take advantage of it. It's an incredible offer. If you haven't done it, I don't know what you're waiting for. Walt Tip Tulip Road Rage, quick break. We'll be back.
While it's true that Tri-County is known for their exceptional nursing program, they also offer a wide variety of programs that train students for other incredibly rewarding healthcare professions. Whether you want to work behind the scenes in a laboratory, assist in an operating room, be first on the scene as an EMT, or even focus on a specialty area like dental assisting, they have a variety of options. Learn more about a rewarding career in the healthcare professions at tctc.edu/healthcare.
Rely on the professionals at EnviroMulch for any outdoor project. As the weather cools in the fall, EnviroMulch has the right products to protect your plants and help them retain moisture. This enhances your home and saves you money. Order online at EnviroMulchOnline.com.
Whether you're looking for a quick lunch, celebrating a special occasion, or if you just want a great dinner with friends, Carson's is your place. Featuring hand-cut steaks from their in-house butcher and fresh-baked yeast rolls, open every day. Happy hour Monday through Saturday, 4 until 8 p.m. with discounted appetizers, beer, wine, and cocktails. Try the Monterey sandwich loaded with bacon, jack cheese, grilled chicken, and barbecue sauce. Or a juicy New York strip today at Carson Steak Warehouse and Saloon in Anderson.
George Coleman Ford is rolling out fall with the 2019 F-150 blowout sale for the month of October. They'll meet or beat any out-the-door written offer by any of their local competitors on similarly equipped 2019 F-150s. Trucks cost less than travelers rest at George Coleman Ford. In business nearly 90 years, there are never any added or hidden fees at George Coleman Ford. Drive away in a new 2019 Ford F-150 today.
Price match applies to similar in-stock units only. Must finance with Ford Motor Credit. Incentives good through October 31st.
Come take advantage of the Tigers for Tigers promotion going on right now at the Pendleton Tire Company. Purchase 4 Uni Royal passenger or light truck tires and receive a $40 MasterCard reward card by mail, as well as a special Save the Tigers kit. In addition, Uni Royal will donate $20 to the World Wildlife Fund in effort to double the world tiger population. So come see us and check us out at PendletonTire.com.
See UniRoyal.com for complete details. Offer expires on October 31st, 2019. Void where prohibited.
If you have been arrested for DUI or any other criminal offense, you may be facing significant consequences and probably feel overwhelmed, embarrassed, and intimidated by the legal system. Do you feel like nobody understands what you're going through? Clemson's local attorney, Nick Lavery, is here to represent you and help get you through this tough time. Call today to schedule your free consultation. 864-654-3680. 864-654-3680. And online at nicklaverylaw.com.
There's home improvement. Then there's life improvement. Enjoy family moments with propane gas logs and experience a warm glow with no mess at the push of a button. With propane appliances, you can also enjoy endless hot water with propane water heaters, precision cooking, a hotter, more efficient dryer, and an outdoor living room with fire pits and heaters. Not just home improvement, life improvement. Take comfort in Blossman. Here's the deal. Free remote control with purchase of gas logs or fireplace from Blossman Gas. See stores for details.
Guns, guns, guns. It's the Great American Gun Show at the Anderson Civic Center this weekend. Buy, sell, trade. Guns, knives, weapons of all kinds. Bring your guns. Tell your friends. Saturday, 10 to 5. Sunday, 10 to 4. Tons of guns, knives, ammo, holsters, camo, shooting supplies, and more. Admission just $8. Kids 12 and under free with paying adult. Don't miss this gun and knife extravaganza at the Anderson Civic Center. 3027 Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Tell your friends. Bring your guns. This weekend, be there.
The Blue Heron in Clemson has weeknight specials for everyone. Monday night, enjoy a three-course gourmet meal for only $30. Tuesday is sushi night. Buy one, get one half price. Join them on Wino Wednesday for $10 select bottles. Thursday night, enjoy a burger and a beer for $10 at the downstairs bar. The Blue Heron, locally owned and operated. 405 College Avenue in Clemson. Call 864-653-3354 for reservations. Visit blueheronfood.com for menu and more information.
Hi, Don Munson for my friends at Engineered Sleep, 627 Congaree Road in Greenville. The wife and I have been in our custom-built Engineered Sleep mattress for several months now, and our sleep has never been better. It's been so good, we had them build a mattress for our special needs daughter, and now she sleeps like a rock. Your best sleep is out there at Engineered Sleep, a custom mattress built for you at half the cost. Engineered Sleep, 627 Congaree Road, or check them out online at engineeredsleep.com. That's engineeredsleep.com.
Hey, Upstate, Bunky Gandy here for Ralph Hayes Toyota, the number one volume store in Anderson. You know what's really hard is knowing that you got to start the season and run the table in order to get to the big game. And that's exactly what our Clemson Tigers are doing. You know what's really easy is shopping for your next new used car, truck, or van from Ralph Hayes Toyota. Visit us on our website at ralphhayestoyota.com, or better yet, we want to invite you down to the store. We're at 3525 Clemson Boulevard. Remember, you save when you shop at Ralph Hayes.
No one knows sports like Walt knows sports. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
Can we just take a moment to acknowledge what's happening here, please?
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Walt Deptula, Road Rage, live from Back to 30. Hey, Ramona, Basketball David is out here. He's going to get back to Margarita. He's already back to pizza.
Like that, huh?
He's back to pizza. He's going to go back to Margarita in a minute. I mean, honestly, I've done a million remotes. I don't remember them anywhere I've ever been having margaritas. I don't remember that being a part of any prior remote anywhere. You know, it's we're on till 7, Ramona. We'll see what the last hour sounds like. No, I'm not kidding. I don't touch stuff during the show. After the show is when you get hammered. Now, you want to get out, come on out and see us. We are live at Back to 30. Let me get to Robert in Georgia and William. Oh, there it is. There it is. My little mouse wasn't moving, Ramon. Robert, how are you?
Hey, Walt. I'm doing great, man. Thanks.
Good.
I got my picks in yesterday. Wasn't sure if I was going to get the call today, but things worked out, and here I am. A couple of things. One about the picks, and then another question I'm going to have for you. I feel pretty good about my picks, all but one. So, you know, that means I'll probably win that one and lose the other seven. But the one game that I really feel like I took a leap of faith on is taking the 28. And those lines, by the way, were yesterday at 2:00. So these lines may have changed, but taking that 28 Northwestern against Ohio State. You know, Northwestern, they do not have a lot going for them in this game. about the only thing I could find was an article where Big Ten home teams have went 9-4 against the spread, and then Northwestern is like 7th in the country on first down D, but Ohio State is number one on first down O. And Northwestern's offense is unbelievably bad. I mean, I cannot believe, you know, scoring offense, 128, total offense, 125, you know, passing offense, 123. I mean, so I don't think Northwestern's probably going to score. I just hope their defense can keep Ohio State under 28.
Hey, Robert, I apologize, but, you know, a live show and we have people walking in and a really nice lady just purchased a T-shirt and said to me, she said, thank you for the West Virginia comment, by the way. I'm from Virginia, so we agree, you know, because I took some shots at West Virginia apparently earlier. So that worked. Now, you know, the next one comes from West Virginia. I may have a bit of more of a problem with. Also, one more thing. I just want to thank Madison. Madison is 7 years old, and she's a listener of the show with her dad. They were in. Madison got some bracelets. So, hey, Madison, how you doing? Good to see you, Aunt Madison. Thank you very much. I appreciate you listening as well. All right, Robert, I apologize. Let's get back to business.
Hey, not a problem. Does Northwestern have a prayer to keep it under 28?
I think they do. Now, Northwestern has no offense, and that's troublesome because Ohio State is so potent. But it's as you say, you know, this year these Big Ten Big Ten road teams have not covered in these big spread games, and Northwestern's good enough defensively that I think they can control it to a degree. I mean, I wouldn't bet on that game, but if you force me to play it, I would probably take your side.
Yeah. Well, you know, that makes me feel a little better. Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, the only thing else I can hope, I mean, maybe Ohio State will look past them a little bit. You know, just looking at those numbers, just a quick comment. That friggin' Ohio State-Wisconsin game is going to be a war. I mean, they are 1-2 just all over the friggin' place in the stats.
Well, and not just that, but the Ohio State-Penn State game, because, I think Penn State's one of the top teams in the country right now, too. In fact, athletically, I think Penn State compares more favorably with Ohio State than any other Big Ten team, including Wisconsin. I think it's going to be a really incredible series of games that we get a little later in the year with Ohio State and Wisconsin. And again, in all likelihood, you'll get that matchup twice unless Penn State goes to Ohio State and upsets them, which is conceivable to me. I think Penn State has the best chance at Ohio State. I think at Ohio Stadium, I think it's Penn State even more than Wisconsin who has the best chance. And I'm not saying that Wisconsin doesn't have a chance, because I think they do. In fact, even if Wisconsin loses that game, if there's a rematch, they could well win the rematch. So, you know, the Big Ten is really having a good year, and they've got some outstanding defenses in the Big Ten. And quite honestly, the SEC doesn't. You know, the teams that normally are the great defenses in the SEC are Alabama and LSU. Neither one of those are great defenses.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. But I wanted to get one more question out of you. Scenario here with App State. And I know that no Sun Belt team is ever going to make the playoffs, but if App State goes undefeated, let's just say they go undefeated, all right, they will have beat a possible 9-3 UNC team. I mean, it's you know, possible that UNC can end up 9-3 and playing in the ACC championship game. They will have beaten Louisiana Lafayette twice, who very well, depending on what happens tonight, finish 11-1 going into the Sun Belt Championship game. They will have beaten a South Carolina team who very well could end up 6-6 making a bowl with one of the hardest schedules in the country. So my question is, would App State have a better argument than Central Florida had in their 2 years that they went undefeated?
I don't know about that, because I really think Central Florida may have been one of those years, the best team in America with McKenzie.
Wait, is that an eyeball test kind of thing? Is that a talent?
Yeah, it is. A talent analysis, eyeball test kind of deal. Yeah. And I don't think App State is on that level. However, if let's just say South Carolina beats Florida, and then South Carolina has wins over Georgia and Florida, and App State then goes to South Carolina and beats them, now you begin to have some sort of eyes wide open discussion about them, because they'll have slayed the SEC team that took down two Giants. I think if you're App State, this weekend, you are really rooting for South Carolina to beat Florida.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, and you look at what North Carolina has the potential to do, because I agree with you. You know, North Carolina is at least the third best team in the ACC, and I haven't had a chance to watch Pittsburgh. But I'm telling you, those coordinators for North Carolina, I mean, they struck gold with those guys.
No, they did. Longo and Bateman. And again, those were not Mac Brown's first choices. He bumped into them. Well, he asked for help after his first choices were hideous.
Right.
But however he got there, he got there. And those two guys have made an enormous difference. And, of course, you have a super talented freshman quarterback in Howell, who Florida State, it just must make them sick every time they hear his name, because, of course, he was committed to them, and North Carolina stole him.
Well, I know that App State game was early in the season, and North Carolina maybe hadn't had a chance to get everybody up to snuff, but a win is a win. And when they look back on
I mean, that game wasn't real early, and I think App State was just better. I mean, I think they were the better team. I think they are the better team. I think if they played again today in Chapel Hill, App State would still win.
I agree. I mean, I think App State is a great team. So, but Walt, I appreciate your time. Yep,
thank you, Robert.
Show,
as always, appreciate you. Thank you, Robert. Let me get William in here. If this thing moves for me, William.
Hey, Walt. How's it going?
Hey, William. Good. Appreciate getting in. I'll do it.
Here's my opinion of Georgia. Georgia's just going to have to fix the problems, because we all know, and I hope you agree with me, Georgia did not play their full potential Saturday. They did not do it. But not taking nothing from South Carolina, they stood up and they pushed us around, dude. They pushed us around. We got an offensive line as big as they are. And as far as I'm concerned, Saturday they were a bunch of cupcakes. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, there were some times in that game where South Carolina ran simple twists and stunts, and your O-line didn't handle them, which surprised me. I mean, that's not an issue of that's not an issue of talent. That's an issue of sort of knowing what you're doing and having a feel for each other in continuity. And that sort of surprised me. I mean, one of those cases was when Fromm threw the pick six. Georgia did not do a good job of picking up the twist, the stunt in that situation, and it resulted in a pick six. And you've got to be better than that. But you know, William, the biggest problem I see is, and I've said this multiple times already this week, but it's still true, you've got to decide what you want to be when you grow up. You know, I did not like James Coley.
Right.
I did not like that hire. You look like a team offensively that's some hodgepodge of things, and you need to decide what you want to do and what you want to be. If what you want to be is a pro-style team, then be a pro-style team. Line up in the I formation, put a fullback on the field. You have incredible running backs. Run, toss, sweep all day, and pound people into submission, and then let Fromm play action off of that, and you'll be great. If you want to be more of a spread team, the problem with that is you should have decided that when you had the spread quarterback. You know what I mean? You should have decided that when Fields was still part of Georgia. Because if you had done that and made that transformation, Fields would have been incredible and Fromm would have been benched. But if you want to be a pro-style team, which is really, honestly, in a way, it's all you have left to be. In a way, right now, it's all you have left to be. It's the choice that you made and the choice that you have. Then go all in on that. Be that. Play more physically than everybody else. Play to it. Coley concerns me greatly. I mean, I did not like him. I hated him at Miami. I watched every game he coached. I thought he was a bozo. And I still do.
Yeah. Well, he could be just somebody filling in so they can find somebody better. I don't know. Yeah. I'm hoping for that. But anyway, I'm like you. When you got a running back as talented as DeAndre Swift is, and we've seen his moves, and he can't get the longest run he got was 14 yards, dude. I mean, something's got to be fixed. But anyway, thank you, William. Have a good day.
All right, I lost a couple of people, so you can get in. Clemson James, now you've moved to the front of the line. I'm going to get to you as soon as we come back. I don't want to put you up now. I'd be cutting you short. So you can get in, 654-7627. Let me tell you about Priority One. For all your security needs, it's Priority One. No one does security like Priority One. They're the best in the industry. Listen, Priority One is once again matching every dollar we raise in the Tigers for Tatas campaign. That's insanity. They're writing a big check. When I first met with those good people, I swear, Mona, you know this, I had a 10-minute meeting at the station. All they wanted to talk about is what philanthropic causes we were going to be involved in. There was no discussion about who they are or what they do, none of it. They just wanted to know how they could help. That's the kind of people you want to do business with. Now, that alone isn't reason enough to let them protect your family. This is tip of the spear in technology, total customization, fastest response time in the industry. That's Priority One. Look, we live in a dangerous world. Watch the news. These things aren't happening just nationally. They're happening locally. I mean, some of our communities are amongst the top 10, 15, 20 in crime rates. It's happening right here amongst us. Security is a personal decision. When you're ready, dial the number. Tell them I sent you. 288-1400, 288-1400. Clemson James and you on the other side. Get in.
Broadcasting from the Priority One Security Studios, where sports is our priority. We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
If you're tired of eating fast food for lunch, stop in at Carson Steak Warehouse in Anderson for their $6.95 daily lunch specials. Monday's special is mesquite chicken salad. Tuesday, enjoy a piled high barbecue sandwich. Wednesday's special is golden fried catfish sandwich with tangy tartar sauce. On Thursday, try the southern fried chicken sandwich. Friday, enjoy a cheeseburger made to order just how you like it. Daily lunch specials for only $6.95 each. Carson Steak Warehouse at 150 Beltline Boulevard in Anderson.
Grainger Nissan of Anderson is not only the home with a lifetime warranty, but the winner of the 2017 and 2018 Nissan Award of Excellence. Grainger Nissan is here to serve the upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selection of Nissans in the upstate, Grainger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Grainger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialist can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented PolyLevel process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671 or visit us at CantyFoundationSC.com.